Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The Health Committee continued hearing submissions on a bill that would ban tobacco and cigarette displays in shops and heard from New Zealand Retailers Association's Government and Advisory Group Manager, Louise Evans, who said the bill needed some clarification.
In regards to the visibility and stocking of product, and it wasn't quite clear within the bill, we seek to have inclusion of clarity in the bill in regards to the visibility. The visibility while a door of a storage cabinet is open, is that acceptable? There seems to be an area of, I guess, blurred lines, which we could sort of sit quietly and say, well, we assume that it means that it's okay to have some visibility while you're stocking product, but we just want to have that clarified, and I think that makes it clear for everybody.
Ms Evans explained how the new rules were unclear.
It depends on the types of cabinetry that we're looking at. Different, what I've viewed is there are roller doors that some people, you know, they'd leave them up all day and then they close them at night. Now, are we talking about potentially an acceptable roller door situation, which, you know, up and down all day, is if that's what is required, that is what is required. I don't think it's feasible, you know, and it could be that, yes, you roll the doors up, but there is no visibility of the actual product sitting in the display cabinet. It really depends. I mean, yes, your cabinet might be visible, but no advertising or content is actually available to be seen. So we need to look at the different types of cabinetry that is in operation. I mean, as you say, is the option just to go straight under the counter so that it's not seen? Again, it's a matter of practicality.
Retailers Association's Louise Evans. Also making a submission was the Royal Australasian College of Physicians and Cardiac Society. Their cardiac research chairman, Dr. Paul Peacock, pointed to a major reason why people struggle to quit.
Line of sight. And I had one patient who had successfully given up smoking, and he went away on holiday feeling great with himself. He saw a packet of his favourite Dutch tobacco in the window, impulse buy. And it was proven for him, and he's disappointed with himself that he started smoking again and increased his risk of dying again. So taking it out of sight takes away that line of sight impulse purchase, and for him, if he didn't see it, he wouldn't have bought it.
Royal Australasian College of Physicians and Cardiac Society's Dr. Paul Peacock, making a submission on the Smoke-Free Environments, Controls and Enforcement Amendment Bill to the Health Select Committee. Elsewhere, and looking at the issue of homelessness in New Zealand, was the Social Services Committee, chaired by National's Katrina Shanks.
We've been talking about homelessness within our committee, and we decided we'd go out and get some briefings and just see what everybody's saying, so we can get a good understanding of what we're going to do around the topic within this committee.
Briefing the committee was New Zealand Coalition to End Homelessness co-chair Iris Pahau. She called for a parliamentary inquiry into homelessness and explained why.
There's research, but it's spasmodic. It's not coordinated. It doesn't engage with government. It often thrives off the passions of individual students or organisations to try and work out how best that they can respond to this need. And more importantly, it's not strategic. So what we think a parliamentary inquiry would do, on the other hand, it would provide credibility and leadership of members of parliament and government around how best to provide us sufficient information to then be able to lead a national strategy about how to deal with homelessness.
Ms Pahau further outlined why a national homelessness strategy was needed.
Currently, there's no government agency that is strictly responsible for homelessness, as you probably know, and it's not a one-stop-shop ministry response. You know, that's not one ministry's not going to solve homelessness, and I think with a national strategy, we might be able to best respond to that.
Ms Pahau said her group wanted to work with government to resolve the problem.
Looking to work collaboratively with government in the preparation of a terms of reference for this parliamentary inquiry and to broker between government and the agencies to participate in this inquiry. Our coalition is not here to be forever. We're here to stop homelessness, end homelessness by 2020. Our clock is ticking and we need your help to do that.
New Zealand Coalition to End Homelessness co-chair Iris Pahau, briefing the Social Services Committee on Homelessness in New Zealand. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.